Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Area code 313-8141. You're live on the air.
Hey, this is C the Beauty Diva.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I called in when your the black woman was coming for me about my Nicki Minaj project a long time ago, and that's neither here nor there.
So what'd you think about the show today?
First off, the show was really, really good. I think the show was really, really good. I wanted to answer the question, though, about why a lot of successful gay men may date white men or, you know, other men outside of their race. I do think in our community already it's not acceptable for black gay men to come out.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that what ends up happening is when you do get successful, I mean, that stigma still comes in our community. How many times do you see people actually trying to expose someone for being gay?
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm a black gay male, it will probably be hard for me to find someone who wants to go public, you know, because they're scared to go public. And I don't think that's right. I think that we should. I don't know why. I'm not saying that every other race doesn't do that, but maybe because, you know, I'm black. But I feel like we put the stigma around black gay men that's unfair. And I don't know. I think just because you become successful, that doesn't mean that stigma goes away. So it's probably not too many, from what I hear, it's not too many black gay men who are successful that wants to come out sometimes. So that's what I just think about that. But I think the show was awesome today. I learned a lot.
Thank
actually.
You. Yeah. Let me give a shout out to my boy Ricardo really quick. He says, I love Jason Zhu. I can now attach his work to his personality. He's very well spoken and intelligent. Ricardo, have you seen Jason Zhu's video? I'm sure you have. But no, listen, when it comes to that, I thought it was very interesting too, but I can't deny the fact that it is a little disheartening sometimes, though, because it's like
mm-hmm.
it almost feels like us as black people, we don't see the value in our blackness. It's almost like we get validated by dating outside. But I don't want to say that to take any credit against any nationality or any other race, because they are good people. But at the
mm-hmm.
at the rate of which it happens, you know what it is? It's not the white people. It's actually the black people that get with the white people and how they change.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like they act as if they're better than regular, or they're better than other black people because they are
yes.
with someone who is of a different race or nationality. And I think that's the issue. Like,
yes.
they put in their mind that they are
be
better than.
I blame it with our community, too. I feel like, I just feel like, I don't know, not to, like, I just feel like it's a lot of, you know, it's jacked up things with everybody community, but, like, when it comes to that, like, why do we, like, he made a good point, like, stop saying ghetto. Like, you know, why do we associate, like, if you're successful, I feel like love who you love, but you can't date. Like, it's like if you're successful, you have to date outside your race. I don't think there's nothing wrong with that, but
mm-hmm.
I do notice that with the we're talking about the gay community, but that's just I don't know, it's weird to me. But I also feel at the same time, should we really, can we say fight for equality, but then talk about people who date outside their race?
Right.
I don't know.
It's a tricky conversation.
Yeah.
But thank you, Carla.
One more thing I do want to say.
Oh, go ahead.
Though,
okay, go ahead.
Say,
go ahead.
And this might make people mad. You cannot be pro-black, and this is just my opinion, if you don't accept in our community gay people. I'm sorry. This is just my opinion. I see a lot of, I like to call them like bush mouth sometimes, that
okay.
speak pro-black, but then don't accept black gay men. They'll sell black gay women, but they don't sell black gay men. And I just feel like that's just an hypocrisy in his whole self. That's all I wanted to say. But.
All right. Thank you, love.
Thank you. I enjoy your show.
Thank you so much. Bye. All right, so let's take another one. 717-1640. You're live on the air. 717. All right. Hello?
I did not mean to call in. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes. You didn't want to call in.
Hey. Well, I know it's not that I didn't want to call in. It's just I didn't need to be on. I just wanted to listen to everybody else.
Hold on. Oh, okay. So I'll let you listen. Just sit here. All right. Boom. So we're going to mute Jason. That was Jason. So if you guys have any questions, he can definitely hear you because he's on the line. And so if he wants to address anything at that point, I will buzz him in. But right now, I'll just let him listen. 858-2358. You're live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's up?
So, I have a question for him as far as, first of all, I want to say I enjoyed the show. It's very informative about how, you know, like HIV is transmitted, because a lot of people don't know that if you're undetectable, that it is, like, you know, hard to pass and things like that. But
okay.
As far as, you know, like the interracial dating, I don't have a problem with it at all. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't, whether I'm seeing a black male with a white male, or I'm seeing a black male with a white woman or a Hispanic woman, it doesn't bother me because I do believe that everybody has a preference. But it's just, I don't know. Like, I just feel like society is just a little too sensitive. Like, everything has to be pro black this, pro black that, and it's like, just because somebody is wanting or they're attracted to you like what you like, or you like who you like, furthermore.
Okay.
I might like somebody, and just because they're not black, that means that I can't be with them, and if I am, that I'm not pro black. I'm not for my people because I like somebody and they were out of a different race. Like, that, it just doesn't make sense to me sometimes. What I don't like is when there are black men and they are saying things like they feel like somebody of a lighter tone is better, or they say they want to date somebody out of the race because they're not as difficult, or she's white, she doesn't give me, you know, she doesn't talk back, she does what I tell her to do, type of thing. That's what I have a problem with. Like who you like. You want to be with a white woman, or you want to be with a Mexican woman, whoever you like, what you like, but don't say that the reason is because they're just so much better than us, if you get what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. Thank you, caller.
Like, you have a good day.
You too. All right, let's take a couple more. 443-5166, you're live on the air.
Hi, I'm on.
Hey, what's going on?
First of all, I want to say I just love you. I think you're so talented.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Secondly, I want to piggyback off of the last caller a little bit because I am a heterosexual woman. I live in a DMV area, and I always happen to date outside of my race. I even married someone outside of my race.
Okay.
It's a very sensitive subject, you know, when you marry outside of your race, because when you get in a heated argument and stuff, you know how sometimes arguments can get really bad, you know, and when that person calls you out your name, you know, because it's happened to me, you know, and call you, you know, a nigger or whatever.
So you have dated someone and you guys got into an argument and they've called you a nigger?
Married.
Wow.
I'm currently in the middle of a divorce. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, it's deep. So, you know, I want people to start talking about those things. Like, I obviously, I don't mind dating interracially, But I must say I am traumatized, and I may never date outside my race again after this. You
so
know,
what were some of the things you experienced with dating outside of your race?
Oh, my gosh. The stereotypes, don't want to be around my family, but want me to be around his family and his friends, but, like, almost, like, would be, like, panicky, like, you know, when it came time to go to my family functions and stuff. And it's not, listen, this is not just happened to me. I know people who marry outside of their race and the same thing has happened. It's stuff people don't talk about. But I'm not saying it's wrong, but don't just say you only date this one particular race. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I don't like. And I mean, you love who you love, but it's a hard thing to do, you know? And for people who say that it's not, that's what I have a problem with. So,
okay.
What you think?
I think that, you know, we haven't talked about that. And I think that's a very interesting perspective because, you know, I know, like, being in relationships, when you argue, sometimes you can say some things that's real disrespectful.
Exactly.
And so I can't. And then when you're dating somebody, you know, you try to say things that hurt people's feelings. So then the truth comes out. So he might say some racial slurs and things like that. And, you know, I don't know how I would feel about that because I think I would kind of really feel some type. I think that would,
yeah,
that would be a deal
mean,
breaker in a relationship for me.
It's,
like,
it's
you
a deal
really
breaker
feel like that?
Yeah, yeah, and it happens. It's stuff people, because they don't want, because you're already going out on a limb dating outside of your race. You know what I'm saying? So it's
okay.
Stuff people don't talk about. You know, they kind of try to keep it to themselves because they don't want nobody to say, oh, I told you so. You know, I told
yeah.
you so. I told you don't do that. You know, but it's not an easy thing to do. And then on top of that, you know, you putting other entities into it, like you're having open relationships and, you know, stuff like that. That's a tough relationship. It has to be built on trust, a whole bunch of stuff. Cause,
all right.
I don't know,
thank you, caller.
Thank you, Omar. Thank you.
No problem. Bye. All right. Let's get into some things. All right, 313-4847, you're live on the air.
Hey, Arma.
Hey, what's going on?
So I just wanted to chime in. I'm a gay black dude, and I have, you know, I find beauty in all races, so I'm definitely not racist when it comes to dating, but for some reason I just could never bring myself to fully commit and go there with somebody who was outside of my race. Nah, I do have preferences, but my preferences are more so for men of my race. You know, I like a dark skin and whatnot, but I don't really care or dwell on color like that. But
okay,
to get at was, and it's not talked about, but a lot of gay and black and straight black men, they kind of, men in general, I just feel like are shallow. We more sexual beings. We are, you know, gay men are a tad bit more emotional than straight men, but for the most part, there are a lot of gay men that are shallow and they're colorists. You feel me? They may, their classes, they may date or latch on to other races for shallow reasons. And a lot of people are going to deny it. I don't want to piss the people off in the chat, but I'm just keeping it real. I've come across a lot of black gay men who sat and sparked up a conversation with me just based on the fact that I'm light skinned, and will sit and just throw that in the conversation and say some shit like, I ain't really light skinned, I'm like Taraji, I'm a light caramel. But it's just a simple fact. Like, they'll throw that in the conversation just out of the blue when it's got nothing to do with what they talking about. Just, you know, yeah, you look like you probably such and such, you know, you cute, you light skinned. And it's just like, why is you talking to me like that, you know? But that's the fact. I've seen men who equate success with white men as well. You know, they live a certain lifestyle, and they, you know, they feel like anything they associate with being black is kind of ghetto. It's kind of like, so, I mean, I've seen both ends of the spectrum. I just seen something in the chat where people where somebody was basically like, gay men aren't colorists or gay men don't. Yes, they are. They're just as shallow as straight men. A lot of them are. And, you know, I think that's a big reason why we see some of these interracial relationships, especially among athletes. Cause, and I'm going to keep it real. Athletes are not the smartest of people. You feel me? They're not super duper smart. Yeah, they go to college and whatnot, but a lot of them get through college based on the fact that they, you know, pulling their weight on that football team. Like, I've seen that happen before as well. So, you know, they might link up with white dudes for dumbass reasons. Like, that was just all I wanted to add. You know, it's don't equate being successful with white men, you know, and being poor or struggle with black men, because that's not cool. You're supposed to, you know, see the good in your people and see the potential in your people always.
So. All right. Thank you, caller.
All right.
Bye. Okay, let's take another one. All right, 217-1703. What's going on?
Hi, Armand. So this is what I have to say.
Okay.
I believe love is love. However, I believe if you are a black person dating a white person, I believe that's a form of self-hatred. How can you yes, I do. I believe love is love, but if you are black dating someone that's white, to me, that's a form of self-hatred. And when you go back to the history of our people and how they were treated by the Caucasians, what in your right mind would you want to lay down with someone like that? Like, their history for years was doing everything in their power to bring our people down. It's just like you're selling yourself to the master all over again. Like my sister, for instance, she was dating a white man. They dated for 3.5 years. You know, she always went to his family function. Behind her back, she was the black bitch. He never came to ours because he didn't feel comfortable. He was trying to get her to change herself for him and his family, but he never compromised for her. So for you have these successful black gay men who date these white men. First of all, why do you want a white man? Their dicks are small.
No, okay, wait, hey. You can't do that. Mind you, Jason just emailed me. He wants to respond to you. So
put him on the line.
Okay. Okay, hold on. All right, Jason.
Hey, sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
Back on again.
No, it's fine. It's better now over on the phone line. Okay, go ahead and respond.
Okay. Yeah, I don't believe that, like, just because you date a white man that is self-hate. My friend uses the same argument, and I think that it is pointless and misguided. I think that if you look back at the history, black people also did the same thing that white people did, and you might not look at it in the same regard, but you have to be mindful is that these things are still happening in today's time, and so you can't sit there and be like, oh, because, you know, your grandfather, who you probably know nothing about, you know, owned slaves, that now I have to hold you accountable for that, especially if this person already, you know, has distanced themselves, shunned or have not agreed with what this human has done to the community. You have to be respectful of that. If we continue thinking like that, then that's how are we going to have allies in the fight against discrimination, against racism, against white nationalists, against white supremacy. And it cannot just be, you know, the fight for, you know, equality, and it can only be black people. You know, we have to integrate and be, you know, open to the fact that, you know, there are white people who are real allies and will sit there and will quote you the history of black people more than what I can take to some of my girlfriends. And that's the thing that is real in here. And so we have to acknowledge that and be, you know, open to that and be like, hey, you know what, you're a real ally. Now, people who are not allies and who are pseudo allies, absolutely, we can totally talk about them till the sun turns blue, black, and pink, you know. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, people who are genuinely real allies, we can't discredit them because it does nothing for the movement.
Mm-hmm. Can I respond?
Yes.
Please.
Okay. So first of all, like I said, love is love. I am not against love. I do believe that if a black person is dating a white, it is a form of self-hatred. That is my opinion.
I don't believe that either. I think that is wrong, because I know, but you have to understand where your opinion comes from, because your opinion is generalized. And so you see how it becomes problematic when you generalize people who are literally, one, you probably know nothing about, and two, you can't sit there and say just because someone who is dating outside of their race has self-hate. You can date a black person and still have self-hate. You know, and so we have to start expanding this conversation here. Because just because you think that someone dates outside of their race with self-hate, that's inaccurate.
And,
why do you think that we have things? Why do you think that we have things like Black Girls Rock and stuff like that? Because we want to show that value is within our people. Because
absolutely.
Somehow, somewhere, that value has been lost in translation to our people. So for you to say that and make
is it Jason?
This is Jason speaking to you.
Oh, okay. So you interrupted me once again, but continue on.
No, you're good.
Okay.
I'm fine.
Okay, so go ahead. I'm going to, so now you respond. Now, Jason, I'm going to mute you. Now go ahead and respond.
Okay, so like I was trying to say before I was rudely interrupted by your guest, like I said, my opinion is if you are black dating a white person, it is a form of self-hatred. I have several friends, several family members who have tried it, and it's always ended into tragedy. Now, Jason, you can lay and spread your legs to whoever you want to spread your legs to. But what I'm saying is that's my opinion. You can educate that white man that you're dating on all the problems of the black community. But at the end of the day, if he has to choose between your black behind and someone of his color, of his blood, you think he's going to choose you? Absolutely not. So it's you, black gays, who makes it look bad. It's not just you, black gays. It's also black men in general who get successful and date these white bitches. Like, for instance, why can't you date? Yes.
No curse words, or I have to hang up.
I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. But, you know, it's these black men who get successful, whether you're gay, straight, whatever. You want to date these white people, and it's just like, what happened to the people that was there for you when you were on the come up? You know, is it because are they exotic to you? Are these white people exotic? Like, do you feel privileged when you have them on your arm? Like, I want to know. Like, you have this white gay man on your arm. Does that make you feel a level up than your other black counterparts? That's what I want to know. Why do you have to go to him? You know what I'm saying? Because you can educate him all you want, boo-boo. But let me tell you something. At the end of the day, if he had to choose between his white counterpart and your black behind, it's going to be on his side. And I stated my opinion. That's my opinion. And I don't care what you think about it.
Let him respond. Okay. Go ahead.
All right. Listen. So when we have these debates, we have to be cautious of using personal anecdotes because, yes, that is the experience of you and your friends, but that does not transcend to the experience at large. And so that's where I was trying to let you understand is that generalizations like that and using those personal anecdotes become problematic. And one, also, no one's educating my partner in my life on the history. He already knows that. And
you
so we have to understand.
Educated him a few seconds ago.
No, we're not educating anyone. We're not educating. We're talking about allies.
Did you not just say I educated my partner?
No, I don't have
or
to.
Am I hearing
Yes, you are, because what I'm talking about is allyship.
Okay.
And that's what I was talking about there. I said that was not a personal thing for me and my partner.
And how can your
now
partner
I am
educate,
talking about me and
how
my
can your
partner.
Partner educate
hold on, hold on. You have to let him respond.
History.
Hold on. Let him respond.
And when I made that statement about white allies knowing things about black history, it's because they studied the culture. And so, therefore, there are black people who do not understand the culture or the history of black people. They just think that being black is enough. And that's okay for them. But there is more to it once you really get into it. And so that's what I'm trying to say. That's the only difference that I'm trying to make right there. It is nothing about me going out here being this black guy trying to educate white folks and everything like that. That's just not what I'm doing. What I'm trying to get you to understand is that we cannot sit here and deny allyship with the movement moving forward. And that's completely it right there in a nutshell. And we can't make generalizations like that because then it takes away from it. And now we don't want now people don't want to come to the table because now what they're thinking is that, hey, oh, they don't want us here. Mm-hmm. No, that's not a reality. We don't want racists mm-hmm. here. We don't want white nationalists here. We don't want white supremacy here. We don't want sexist, xenophobics, or any of those here. But if you are mm-hmm. here to be a real ally and really show up for the cause, then by all means, it's the same thing that we have to start talking about. That's why black people, gay people, and women have to all band in unity, because we are all being oppressed by the oppressor.
Mm-hmm.
So if we keep on thinking that these are all different entities and whatever, we're never going to move forward. We're never going to get to the real root of the problem here, because we're all being oppressed. Mm-hmm. If we're sitting here saying, hey, my oppression is more than yours, look, we can sit here and do that all day. But at the end of the day, you're still being oppressed.
This chat is so delusional. Yes.
No,
okay.
I agree. No, however, I do agree with that to a certain degree, because like when I posted this, there were a lot, like I said earlier on the live, there were a lot of women saying, don't compare homosexuals to black women. And it was like, no one was comparing that. We were just saying that some black women feel some type of way about black men choosing white women. And a lot of black gay men have to deal with the same thing. But it's sometimes like in the black community, we like to say our oppression is larger than yours, and this one is more severe than yours. You know, so I do understand where he's coming from. But go ahead and respond if you would like to respond.
Okay, so Jason, I do agree with you when you said that we as a black community, gay, straight, male, female, needs to come together as a whole and support each other as a whole. But I have to disagree with you when you said there are some white people who know our history because better than us because they study it. First of all, you can study a subject for how many years? But until you are living in that subject and going through that daily struggle, I don't care what you have studied. You do not know my history better than someone who walks it every day. So that is something I disagree. You can educate that man. He can study it. But he does not know it better than the black person who is going through it. Because at the end of the day, he can watch news. He can watch CNN and see black men getting shot and killed. But guess what? Just because he's watching it, he doesn't actually know it, because he's not that black man who is afraid to go outside, who is afraid to be stopped by the police because of the color of his skin, okay? So they can study whatever they want, but as far as them knowing our history better than us, that's completely delusional. I'm like, Tokyo Tony, are you stupid, slow, or retarded?
You're missing
name your
the point again.
Okay, thank you, caller. Thank you,
bye.
Love. Bye. Okay, Jason.
Yeah.
Relax. We're going to take another call. I'm going to give you a second to breathe. Oh, go ahead.
I just will say that's in the context of that. When I say history, is that things in history are on paper. That is what I'm saying is studying history. There are black people that don't know that history. And that is all I'm saying. I am not saying that, hey, oh, they understand what it is to be black. That is two different stories. And so when people keep on conflating those things, that's where it becomes a problem, because that's not what we're saying here. We're literally talking about black and white history on paper. It's like, you know what happened when the settlers came to America. That's it.
Okay. Give me a second. All right. 215-9906, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Armand?
Hey, what's going on?
All right. So, Jason, I applaud you. I understand where you were coming from when you were just speaking to that lady. I believe that you misspoke just a little bit on the history factor, because, you know, we have been dealing with the 400 years of coming up of dealing with oppression and slavery, and it's pulling its ugly head up out the roots, you know, through the last election in 2016 with that stuff going on. But to speak on the football player dating the young guy, I have no problem with anybody dating, because, of course, I'm gay. But you have no problem with people living their best life. I think that him coming out with ESPN piece was cool. The problematic part for him, and not for no one else, because this does not lie at anybody's feet and no one has to bear the consequences he might face, is that the elitists in the NFL, not us, the elitists in the NFL, they won't take kind to the fact that the first person he showcased was a hot as shit, sexy as shit young white man. They're going to blackball that young man. If they can blackball Colin Kaepernick over taking a knee, that young man really does not stand a chance pretty much showcasing somebody that sexy in white and the seat fillers are majority white and a majority Trump supporters, it's going to be hard for that boy to get back into the league. And I stated that, and someone told me that I was racist earlier because they got this all over in all different groups. And
well,
I was
he
just
wasn't that sexy,
obvious.
Too, Carla. He, you really felt he? Do you like white men too? Because he wasn't that hot.
No, the guy who the football player is, and he is a nice. But I'm with a black guy. I've been with a black guy for years, but I'm not like that. But he is really a handsome white guy, and they not going to take time to that.
Okay, so for those who don't know who he's talking about, we're talking about, I have the photo up here. So you see the first photo, it's right here with the white guy and the guy with the, this is the football player here, the white guy and the guy with the dreads. And this one right here is, what is his name, from Pose. And then that's RuPaul, that's Karamo, that's Don Lemon, and that's Lee Daniels. And then up here is Jason Zhu, who's on the phone, and his lover. Okay, so that's who everybody is in the picture. So the guy with the dress is the football player that just came out as bisexual. All right. Okay, so what else did you have, Carla? Do you have anything else? We have a lot of people. Listen, we're not going to get to everybody. If you guys would like to get on the line, you guys know Super Chat, your last four with the, and then we will
all right.
move you to the front of the line.
The
Thank
last,
you, Carla.
The last
oh, go ahead.
Thing
last
I would like to add is that the lady. She was a little bit being messy, and when she came off like, you know, love is love, but then fuck anybody who's in love with anybody other than their race. That to me was kind of confusing, because you can't initiate the conversation love is love and then knock anybody for loving who they want to love. So that's the point I think Jason was trying to get across, and I was trying to decipher that in listening. And Jason, I don't think you were wrong in saying that we need to build up allies and build up alliances with people who are fighting suppression of their own right. I honestly believe that, you know, if we're going to treat love as love and treat people as equal and as whole, then you got to be able to see that the fact that people are on your side, and you can't just treat people like they are the oppressor. But I know why some African Americans shields up, like guards up against the any other groups, because it's like, you know, love ain't love when you afraid to rent to anybody unless they're African American, or you're afraid to do this unless you're going to establishment of your own kind, because you're not going to be treated equally or the same, or you know, you got to go through certain barriers just to obtain what the next person think you're less of. So I think that that's where she got a guard up, because she's afflicted by not knowing how to love people and how to redefine herself in that love.
Thank you, caller.
All right. You have a good one. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Okay. So, Jason, I have a question for you. Someone sent in a question for you. They said, Jason, do you think the porn industry capitalizes more off of the gay community than the straight community? If so, yes or no, then why is that?
I think that it, as far as like, I think because gay porn is such a niche in the overall porn industry, because I mean, straight porn is very popular, that it does, and it brings out the worst in a lot of people's desires and these fantasies, in air quotes, that they created. And that's where it's like, it has become a problem. And that's why they're still creating stuff that was, you know, in the 80s, because they have set up this framework that people kind of enjoy, but it's not right, you know, if that makes any sense. Like, it's – and essentially, yes, they do. Like, they really do. They take your money off of nothing, off of stuff that should not be, like racism.
Interesting. All right, let me do a couple more, and we're about to get out of here, Jason. Okay, 202-3184, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, I had a quick question, Hella.
Yeah.
I have a quick question about the sexual part of it. Why is it, and I don't want to say in the gay community, I just want to say in all the communities, how come we don't promote more safe sex, as in condoms? Because I had a high school friend who contracted HIV, and he's a gay male. And he and I'm and I and right now he's and he has become transgendered, and
okay.
he never uses condoms, and I'm like, why is it that you don't promote the condom usage versus the PrEP and everything else? And then if you have HIV and you still don't want to have safe sex, I just don't understand the sexual part of it, because I have gay friends and female friends, and I'm a heterosexual black woman, and I still use condoms to this day because you just never know what your partner can be doing, period. But I just don't understand how come no one uses condoms, even if you're in a relationship, unmarried, they don't promote that. And I have friends that have sex in the morning and night with different partners, and they still don't have sex. They have oral sex, and they still don't use a condom. So I don't understand how they promote the PrEP, and the guy never once said anything about a condom. He doesn't use a condom with his partner. He doesn't use a condom on film. He doesn't. Are you allergic to the condoms? Is it just something gay people don't like, women don't like? I just don't get that aspect of it. I understand everybody
okay.
wants to have sex. I just want to hear his response to that.
Okay, go ahead, Jason. Take the floor.
Yeah, I believe in condoms, but I have to be realistic and understand that people don't like condoms. And so my primary goal is to get people into care. If you're not going to use condoms, then we need to get you into care to where you're understanding your health and your health situation, because a lot of people don't know that information. And, you know, putting a condom on, it's going to be great, but if you don't know that information, you're still flying in the dark. And I think for us as black people, we need to start being more proactive than reactive. And so getting on PrEP is a great way to be proactive about your health and really look at the long term. Yes, we do want you to use condoms, because we want you to use condoms and PrEP, because we want, the whole idea is for safer sex. But for those people who don't want to use them, like myself, I prefer not to use condoms. Then we have to talk about other things and how we can protect you and what it's going to be. You know, it's all about meeting people where they're at, pretty much.
Well, and I'll answer that too. I think because I know what you asked. You want to know why people are not using condoms. So I think that people are not using condoms. I'm going to just give you the street real answer, what I think. I think it's the fantasy. It's the thrill of it all. It's kind of almost like the danger in the fact that, you know, you possibly could. It's the rush of it all. And it's exciting. Like, I'm giving this, like, it intensifies the sex in my mind. Like, I'm giving you my body raw. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're in it. Like, so I feel like some people use it as a means to, like, show you that they really care. Like, I'm with you with no condom. I'm trusting you, or it heightens the sex in some kind of way. And some people like the risk of it all. Like, they're literally, I learned something new a few years ago of this thing called bug chasers. Like, some people like the thrill
yeah,
of the idea that they could possibly, you know, it's like Russian roulette. Like, so it's different reasons why people don't like to use a condom. And then you have the feeling, you know, some people feel like, you know, it doesn't feel the same with the condom, or sometimes condoms, they feel like condoms will distract from the moment or slow things down. There's a lot of different variables. I personally like to use condoms when I'm, you know, just doing my shit like that, because to me, honestly, mentally, I feel better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, mentally, my conscience is better.
But the bug chasing, if he's already HIV positive, isn't the bug thrill over? You're already exposed.
Well, no,
because
you can actually get reinfected.
I mean, but with your right mind, who would honestly want that? I mean, can we be a little honest and just say, you will want to have that illness. If the doctor call you in on Monday and say, okay, you have HIV, you have AIDS, you'll be like, yes, I caught the bug. What's next?
Not
like,
me.
Excitement?
Not
I just
me.
Don't, no,
mm-mm,
okay.
Mm-mm.
But I'm only saying it's safer. I'm only saying this
because I interviewed a bug chaser. That's the only reason why I'm saying it. I interviewed a man that was a bug chaser, and he wanted it, and he got it. It was beyond me that he would put himself in that situation, and he literally did it. But I realized he was trying to kill himself.
Wow, okay. And so, you know, I have a question, because when I try to ask, like, a couple of gay people that I know, why, when you have all this extra oral sex because they get a thrill off of this whole oral sex thing. I asked them, why can't you just use a condom? You do it so much with different strangers. You go to the club and you're like, how come you just can't? And they get offended and they get upset. And it's like, it's the same thing I would ask my black female friends who got five mm-hmm. different kids by five different men. I don't want it to be a whole gay thing. I just want it to be a safe thing mm-hmm. because I love and I care mm-hmm. about you. But when you ask mm-hmm. a gay man about that, they're like, what? You know, they get an attitude with you, and it's like, oh, my mm-hmm. goodness, I don't want to offend you. I don't want to hurt your feelings. I love you. I want you to live long. Uh-huh. I want us to grow old together. You know, it's a caring thing.
But we got to be honest. I just don't who uses condom sucking from pee? Nobody.
Mm-hmm. I know one.
But I don't know anybody that do that. And honestly, I don't want you to suck my pee with no condom, honestly. But, you know, for me, I've never contracted an STI from getting my pee sucked. Never.
Yeah, but some people have, Armand. Let's be clear. If you talk to a sex education, they will tell you your mouth is the dirtiest part of your body, so you can get something from it. And I'm not saying, but if you think about it, okay, as a gay man, can we be honest real quick? Because I hear these stories from my gay friends, and they will go and they suck so many different pings. They meet them at the club. They meet them out. They meet them. They're meeting them up on the apps. They're just sucking all these different pings. And these boys are having unprotected sex with women. They're having unprotected sex with women. So you're just sucking all these dirty pings. We don't know where they come from. I understand that you might not want to use a condom, but you don't know these people. So is it a bad thing to just say, okay, let me use this non-lubricated condom to be safe? I still want to suck your dick. I don't know you.
It's
I'm not going to know you.
Not bad at all. Well, I definitely feel like if you're out there just whoring it out, then you definitely should, if you're escorting and things like that. In my opinion, see, this is what, okay, so for all those people that want to know, you know, because y'all hear these rumors, and Jason knows me from Facebook. Y'all hear these rumors, and Jason can tell you that Armand was kicked off of Facebook because he was so controversial. No, I would be saying the things like, use the condom, do this, do that, and everybody would attack me. You know, they would be so mad when I never changed my energy. You remember, Jason, you know, because there's this rumor on Facebook that these people put out, no, on YouTube, they put this rumor out that I was kicked off of Facebook for putting people's HIV status out, which was never the truth. I don't know where that came from. No, but the thing was, I'm with you, caller. I would be the one, like, I think Jason even got mad at me one day. It was like, you're putting out wrong information about, you know, people being undetectable, passing viruses and things. So, listen, I've always been pro-condom, pro-protection, pro-be-smart, you know. But unfortunately, there is a lot of people who feel as though that, you know, they don't want to do it. And I don't know why.
I could give a little insight to that, and it's going to sound kind of frivolous, but it's really not. It's that sex is such a trusting thing, and so we equate like trust, like sex, to like friendship, and I know you, and we are because you have agreed to the sexual act that we are like. Have you ever had sex with someone and you believe that we were friends? That's the same thing that these people start to engage in that because sex is such an intimate thing and that people kind of get like these, you know, foggy eyes over it and really don't think that, hey, all right, maybe we should use a condom here and this. Only a certain few people really get a moment to check back in and be like, hey, we should probably engage with, you know, safer sex or really even engage in having, like myself, the conversation about, hey, when was the last time you've been tested? This is what's going on with me. Like, it's because that – how we see sex is not having these conversations. It's not about that. It's all about a fantasy. And I unfortunately have been a part of that fantasy because in porn, no one's talking about, you know, what's your HIV status? You know, we're not doing that. It's straight rip the clothes off and let's bang it out and really create this connection. So it's really a fantasy. And this, we really believe that we're really connected to people.
You're right. But, Mr. Zeus, can I ask you just one quick question? Let's say if you went back to your doctor and they said, well, Mr. Zeus, now you have full-blown AIDS. Would you still have unprotected sex in your videos and with your partner and everything else? Is it just something you're just never going to be protected? If they said full-blown AIDS.
Yeah. No, AIDS is when we get serious about everything. Like, that's no, we wouldn't do that because then at that point I would be at a risk of transmitting it to other people.
So that's the only way that it would get your attention, and now it's serious. So if it don't say actual AIDS, you're taking it as not serious and it's okay?
Well, no, it's because being HIV positive and being undetectable, I can't transmit it. So therefore, I am one, protecting myself, by asking questions, but two, I'm also protecting them by taking care of myself and staying at undetectable. If I am someone who has AIDS and I still engage in that, then I'm engaging in risky behaviors. Because now
okay.
I can transmit the virus to this person, and now this person can potentially become HIV positive. And so that's where it becomes like problematic, and that's where that would be in the realm of like a bug chasing thing, and that's just not my jive.
Okay,
okay,
I understand it. Well, I appreciate
caller.
I thank you so much for being on.
Thank you so
Thanks
much.
So much. Have a great day.
Bye. All right, Jason, we got a lot of callers in here still, so but we're not going to get to them all. Thank you so much, Jason. I'm going to wrap this show up. We've been on here for an hour and 30 minutes. Thank you so much for your time. Again, you guys can
Absolutely.
Find Jason Zhu all over Facebook, YouTube, or not YouTube. Well, you tell them where they can find you. Tell them where they can find you one more time.
You can find me on Facebook at Jason Zhu, Twitter at Jason _ Zhu. Pornhub is going to be Pornhub/Jason Zhu. And you can find me at JustForFans, JustFor.Fans/Jason_Zoo.
All right. Thank you, Jason. I'll talk
thank
to you soon,
you.
Brother.
I love the show.
Bye.
I love you, too. Bye.
Bye. Wow. All right. Ooh.